Well, the old cliche goes, goals win you football matches. And that was very much the case for Termin here this evening at the Donald Park in Letterkenny, as the Burn Road side have taken a first ever Division 1 league title, taking victory against Four Masters by 3 goals and 12 points to 13 points. And a lot of the damage for that defeat handed down to the Donegal side came by Termin in the opening half, and in particular from Ryan McFadden, who starred in this game, scoring 2-4. The first goal of this game came as the first score of the match, and it came from McFadden after a brilliant run by Connor Cassidy. His effort was chopped down, however McFadden there was to step up and slot it in to the back of the net. McFadden was getting his second goal just 14 minutes later, as Termin would lead 2-4 to just a single score on the 15 minute mark. And again McFadden was there, finding himself in the right place after a brilliant break by Termin and some brilliant running by Dara McDade, and in particular Ricky Gallagher, who fed the ball across the face of goal, and McFadden was there to palm it in to the back of the net, as Termin were taking heavy control of this game from very early on. And by the 19th minute they found themselves 9 points up. Aaron Reid chipped in with a score to make it 2-6 to 3 points. And then Four Masters started to find a bit of rhythm in this game. Eventually they certainly were ruining the wide count at that stage in the game, where they had kicked 6 wides, but they were able to find a bit of form in the closing 10 minutes. Alex McClelland, Killian Faulkner, Aaron McCrae and Turla Carr all scoring points, and they did have a big goal chance as well, coming from, it was Conor Reid, after it was brilliantly worked up in front of the Termin goal. But Termin's defence had bodies in the net to keep the ball out, and they weren't really troubled. And at the break, Termin were then leading by 2 goals, a 6-point advantage, 2-7 to 7 points. And as expected, the Four Masters young guard came charging out of the blocks at the start of the second half. And in the opening minutes, they had 3 unanswered scores, all coming from play from the impressive Turla Carr. That left it just a goal between the sides, and Four Masters had a massive opportunity to level up this game. Alex McClemens sent the ball across the face of goal in front of a packed area. Jumping highest of all was Conor Reid, but he couldn't get his hands to it on time to slot it into the back of the net, and instead it went to the left of the upright to the relief of Termin. If that had ended up in the back of the net, we would have had a level game here. However, Dara McDade would then step up with 2 more frees in the 40th and 42nd minute to steady the Termin ship. And by the time the third goal went in from Kieran Cassidy, it was a case of game, set and match for Termin. That made it a 3-9-11 game, and once again Four Masters could not handle the very pacey, quick and powerful Termin running. It was a long ball sent forward from the defence that fell into the path of Dara McDade. He fed it to the impressive Ryan McFadden, who seen Kieran Cassidy free and in front of the clubhouse end of the goals. The second half substitute Cassidy would slot it into the back of the net. The rest of the scoring for Termin in the half came from another couple of frees from Darren McDade, who ended the game with 2-6. Ryan McFadden, he starred with 2-4 in this victory for Termin, as they take their first ever Division 1 league title in impressive fashion. No doubt Four Masters will be ruining their missed opportunities, and in particular their wide count, which stood at around 12 in this game. But certainly they made a game of it, particularly in that opening quarter of the second half. But it's Termin who marched into the championship with a league title under their belt, as do Dunloe and indeed Burt, who were also winners this evening in their respective league deciders. Dunloe needed extra time to see past Dayrua, winning 26 points to 122. And the Division 3 title went to Burt, who overcame Killigordon, 113 to 111.